You have one new voice message. First voice message.
Hello, Stephen. This is Karen Niedemann with the Couldn't Care Less HR department. It has come to our attention that there is an abundance of white privilege on your program. In fact, we have received several complaints from your 14 listeners, so we'll need to adjust this as quickly as possible. You know, let someone else express their own opinions for once, Nathan. So let's go ahead and add a new cast member before any corrective action is necessary. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye-bye. Fucking
idiot. End of message.
Welcome to Couldn't Care Less.
How do you say a
brack rare?
Yes, I licked it. Yes, I licked it.
Heavy corn nuts. Heavy corn nuts.
Who's a badass nowadays? Tom Cruise?
Speaking of carrots.
Yeah, that is weird.
Stir fry.
Yeah. Fool.
You know how we do.
Welcome everybody.
Yo. Dude, it's chill. I like chill music on a Sunday, man.
Hell yeah.
It just feels right.
I was chill before I came over here.
Yeah.
I had to set my obligations.
Oh, gotcha. We have a new cast member, everybody. His name's Q. Q, give us a hello, man.
Hey, what up?
There we go.
Yee!
Oh, oh!
Yee!
It wasn't forced or in any way. Okay. We didn't get a phone call. I work with Q. Me and Nathan work with Q. He's a good cook. He was showed interest in being on the show, and I was like, yo, let's do it. Sounds cool. We need another voice in the room for sure.
Yeah.
Or else Nathan will just never stop talking.
It's true.
Yeah. It's a lot of Oscar music being played.
Yeah, a lot of Oscar music being played. Yo. Q knows Nathan. Nathan, don't shut up.
I mean, you get me going, dude.
I mean, I like to hear a smart man talk. Nathan is really fucking smart. I said he shouldn't be cooking, but he should definitely be doing something else, but whatever.
But making swords and armor, man, that's right up his alley for sure.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Shit, lights and galaxies and beyond. Yeah, shit, that's also.
He went on for like 10 minutes outside telling us about a wizard staff that you made for your wife. I don't want you to go into heavy detail on it because we already heard
2 minutes.
About
you got 2 minutes. Run it down. 2 minutes
of making it.
Yeah.
I still have to paint it 3 different colors.
But dude, watching you talk about it, you are so excited about that
right,
stuff.
Right, that's what
it
I
is,
say.
It is a passion of mm-hmm. yours for sure.
Yeah.
You love it. And you think everybody else around you loves it equally.
Yeah. Actually, here's the thing. I talk about it like I think that, but I'm totally aware nobody else cares. But I get that like conversation is not about like you all the time anyways. Like we're sharing these things because we both love it. Sometimes it's like I have this in me and I got to get it out.
Yep.
And you're my friend, so here it goes.
I've done it to you plenty.
Yeah.
I'm just lost in thought and I'm like, I need to say this out loud to somebody real quick. Because I know everybody else would just walk away from me. But not Nathan. Yeah. Nathan's like, yeah.
Yeah, especially my buddy Jesse. I just walk upstairs randomly sometimes and I'm just like, just go off for like 25 minutes. I'm like, all right.
You always have a conversation lock and loaded. Like, you don't even say hello to me half the time. You just walk up and be like, so I was just seeing this guy walk down the street. And then you go off on this whole, this was my thought process for the past 20 minutes.
About the guy on the street, can we just go over that really quick? Because I think it's pretty funny.
Well, yeah.
You got voted, man.
Shut up!
Bummer. Q.
Yetter.
Tell us a little about yourself, man. You're from L.A.?
I'm from L.A. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
I did
sir.
Not know that.
L.A. I'm from L.A., but I was born in Santa Monica, which is closer by the beach.
Yeah.
And L.A. is basically up a little ways, but yeah.
Right
California,
on.
California. That's where I'm born and raised.
And you wound up in Montana, like
man.
A lot of us do, because I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
What
why
the fuck am I doing here?
I bet you didn't end up. Why'd you end up here?
Cops. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. I was 15 and my parents, 9/11 had just happened. Oh. And they were like, we're getting the fuck out of here. Because we were right on the outskirts of New York, you know, New Jersey, Northern New Jersey.
Serious shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell them what it was. It's the dumpster of New York.
Yeah, that's where they throw all their garbage and we live in it. Yep. But yeah, after that, they were like, we're getting the fuck out of populated areas. And they moved us to Helena, Montana. So
right.
About as excluded as, besides, they were talking about fucking Alaska there for a minute. I remember as a kid and I was like, oh my God.
Sunk.
What the fuck?
I was in New Jersey for a very brief amount of time.
I think we've talked about your New York and New Jersey visits.
Yeah. On the show.
Yeah. You remember you talked about your grandpa and he wasn't even there?
Oh, yeah.
So what brought you out to Montana then?
I'm from California, man. A fucking woman brought me out here.
That'll do it, dude.
No, I mean, not she didn't bring me out here, but she was the cause. I mean, she had my baby. It was my first son.
Right.
That's why I'm here. He's 10 now. I've been here for 9+ years, you know what I'm saying? Ever since I knew he was born, yeah. I kind of shot out here.
Right.
Left everything from Cali, you know what I mean? And just kind of been out here trying to do it the right way ever since. You know what I mean? You know that stigma. Black guys don't take care of their kids.
I was going to say, it's against the grain, man. You're proving a stereotype wrong.
That's the greatest thing in the world, though, I think, is like that. You know, it's like, because that's how I always felt, is because this was a problem for me as a child. It's like, if I ever had a kid and that lady ever decided to up and leave, doesn't matter. I'll go wherever she went, because it's like, I'm not going to put my kid through the trials that I had to go through of like,
not seeing, and then fighting between the two of you.
Well, in my case, it was more like I wanted to break the cycle, because like I've never even met my dad. Like I think I met him one time when I was 4 or 5, and I vaguely remember it. I don't. So like I just wanted to break that. You know what I'm saying? Like
him it's
not
important.
Seeing his father. Yeah. Like I just wanted to break that. You know what I'm saying? That cycle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to get him to college. Once I get him to college, I feel like my job is done.
I feel like we see a lot more of that. I mean, it probably happened when our parents were kids too. I suppose they said that kind of stuff. They had to have in some way. But it's like I feel like there's so much more of that nowadays. That's like I'm not gonna raise my kid the way that I was raised. Whereas I feel like,
because our parents' generation were the worst generation fucking ever. They really were, man.
Why would you say that? Like, you ended up pretty good. I think I ended up pretty good.
I mean,
Nathan good, pretty good. And my man over here looks pretty goddamn good. eating a motherfucking, what is that? Peppercorn.
Pepper jerky, man.
Yeah.
Pepper jerky.
He lives on my snack time.
Keep eyeing.
Anytime I do the show, it's snack time.
Yeah. Right.
He lives off of beef jerky and Skittles. It's his diet.
I mean, I think all our parents, I mean, there's no rule book to parenting, so they did the best we could, and I mean,
we're doing the same.
Exactly, and you take what we can, and we're running with it.
And I'm sure my kids are going to be on a podcast one day complaining about how shitty I was sometimes, but I don't know, man. That generation, it seems like they tend to place blame a lot on things. So their parents weren't any good, and then a bunch of problems got caused, and then it's like, now it's our kids' fault that this country is the way it is, which annoys me with that generation, but what are you gonna do?
Right.
We're fucking it up for our kids too. We got them on social media and shit.
Right.
That's gonna be a problem.
I try to tell Andrew like all the time, is like, hey, you guys, like, I'm sorry to do this to you guys, but like, it's on your shoulders now to like save the planet, because my generation isn't doing it. We didn't do it. Like, we know we're supposed to do it, but we're not doing it.
I mean, we found the problems.
You got to convince.
We just haven't done anything.
All of your peers, like, you got to buckle down and get shit done.
Yeah. Because you got a whole mess to clean up in the ocean. I don't know if you've seen it.
See all these cool video games and movies and all
Texas.
The stuff we do all playing, doing all the time. Like, you can't. That's not for you anymore.
Yeah.
You got to focus on other shit.
Right.
But it was worth it, because I like my stuff individually wrapped.
Yeah.
I like all of my toothpicks individually wrapped in non-biodegradable fucking plastic.
No, it should be biodegradable.
Yeah, it's non-biodegradable.
Oh, yeah.
Plastic.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
You had the word non in there. I remember it now. I came here for two things: eating pussy and being called Nathan. And I'm all out of pussy.
Nathan has many, many quotes on this show, Q. You'll find out.
I see. I like it.
We all do. We really do.
Somebody say it.
Anybody want to say it?
It's something about Steve's gay.
Steve's gay.
Steven is gay.
I know much of this won't make sense to you, Q. But a buddy of mine sent me a little video, and it was an 80s soap opera that had Steven is gay and then dramatic ass fucking music.
Yeah,
he knows.
Yeah. And everybody knows.
Heard.
We're gonna
the whole room was like looking as if like they're like, we're gonna have to kill him now.
I know about it.
We are next week we're gonna have a man quiz. I think, what did we decide to call it? Who wears the pants?
Who wears the pants?
And Marty is going to quiz Cammy with a bunch of manly questions, like construction and cars and all the manly sports things that men do. And we're going to see if I can beat her in that. And I don't have high hopes for myself. It's going to be...
Steven is gay.
Very much. How's football, Marty?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's always good.
Of course. How are your Bengals?
We won our last game.
Did you?
Seattle.
Yeah, they did.
Right on.
That was good.
Are the Seahawks not very good?
No, they're pretty good.
Huh.
They're decent.
That's hope.
Yeah. They've won the bowl.
They probably won't win their division because they're in San Francisco's division.
They won the large game.
But they might make it to the playoffs. But Seattle has won the Super Bowl before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nathan just blabbering out keywords.
Seattle's also
playoffs and touchdowns. Yep.
Fucked up a Super Bowl one time real good. Because they didn't hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, he didn't get enough yardage.
Didn't he get intercepted too or something?
Yeah,
like
that was against the Patriots. Yeah. The fucking...
And you know what? Pete Carroll has, he had a tendency to always run those stupid ass plays. Even when he was in college, he would run his like stupid shit. Like, if you're on the 5-yard line, give it to the back. Like, you're not, don't come out and spread offense and throw the ball.
So I'm going to assume you're a football fan, Q?
Of course.
Okay.
He looks like a man, doesn't he?
A real man.
That's why I said, I'm going to assume you're a football fan. He had a whole lot of knowledge about a player, a person I've never even heard of.
At that point, you don't need to assume. He obviously is.
I am a Rams fan.
Rams,
nice.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
L.A.?
Where are they now? L.A.?
Yeah. I mean,
see, I knew they moved.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I loved the Raiders for years, but like they just weren't doing.
You know where
it
the Raiders are from?
Las Vegas.
But before that,
Oakland.
Their roots.
But then before that,
yeah, before that, they had one more one more place, didn't they?
Yeah, they're L.A.
Where are they really?
Dummies. Detroit? Yeah.
Dude, I don't watch fucking Detroit. Football,
that was
going
to be one of my questions to you.
Oh,
God, you suck.
Sorry. Jesus,
calm down. I'll ask Cammy. She'll know.
I was almost baptized by a guy who played for the Rams, though, the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah.
Really?
His name is Willie Franklin, and he was a born-again Christian, and he was the guest speaker at Yellowstone Bible Camp the one year that I was there, and he convinced me to get baptized.
Oh, Nathan, you're blood basically then.
And you did?
Dude, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you got the pass now.
But he's part black now?
Yeah, he's on. Baptized. He's baptismal.
My dad ruined it though because he came in and he was like, "Can I baptize you?"
Oh, really?
So I let my
and
dad.
Ruined
I
your
let, I let my dad baptize.
Dude, that's,
me.
Oh, wow. You had a cameo baptism.
He's already your dad. God damn. Yeah. What more does he want? The dude can't baptize him. He's already your dad.
A former NFL walk-on was going to baptize me.
Your dad said, fuck that.
No, I'm going to ruin that for you.
He said that he was a walk-on for the NFL at like 19 or 20 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't read or write, and he learned to eventually read and write from like Bible hymn books.
Oh, nice. What a nice story.
You know I prefer Nathan.
Bible hymn. So are you religious as of now?
No.
At all? No. So
I would not say that I'm an atheist or anything like that. You know, I still, like, there's still a part of me that, you know, I kind of accept some spiritual leanings, but, you know, I don't identify with them necessarily.
Okay, well, I'm a Christian and you're out. I'm a Christian and you're out.
Dude, you got your pass taken away.
I'm a Christian. Hey, you're out.
Dude,
but he's out now. He's done. He fucked up too many times.
I'm more Christian than either of these sons of bitches. I've been baptized.
Can we actually give you a physical pass that you can hand to us and take them away at will? Hey, here's your pass. All right, you said something stupid. Give your pass back.
This is like a little necklace.
You're right.
Hey, guys,
you can say what you want. Yeah. You can say what you want.
No, it's cool. We got the pass.
Right. As long as you got the pass. I mean, you are certified. Like, if the black guy gives you the pass, you are okay, word. Say that N word.
Write that down on the whiteboard.
Right. We are making the pass. We are making.
Hey,
it
we need
sure.
a pass.
No, and it has to be a chain. I want it to be a chain.
Hell yeah!
I've fallen,
like slavery
I've fallen
for my people.
For that way too many times. All right, man.
Well, we have somebody who makes knickknacks and tools and toys. Yeah. Man, ooh. You make us a pass. That'd right. be great. Yeah. After Halloween, of course.
I'm
I know
saying,
you got a lot of work.
I, in my experience, that pass only works. Like, if that door is closed and it's
yes.
just me.
Right. I can't protect you from other black guys. Yeah. Like, that only works with us. You guys are good with me. Anywhere we go, we're yeah. good. But like, outside of me, I'm not
don't
responsible.
Don't be saying stupid
don't,
shit.
Yeah, don't make me have to beat another motherfucker yeah. up
See,
for you. You know what I mean? Behind stupid. Saying that.
I say stupid shit.
Me too,
I
sometimes.
Can't help it.
We know, dude. We know. I'm running out of things.
You know what? I've learned to pad my words. I've learned to think about a lot of stuff. But like back in the yeah. day, I used to just fly off the handle, man, and just yeah. kind of.
And you know, it's like
rude.
I don't
I
ever mean
jerk.
Anything by it. I just you know sometimes my jokes are just fucking dumb yeah. and stupid, and they're you not know, good jokes. Yeah. But like, I just never. I hate having to like censor myself. Like the idea of that.
Right.
And once somebody starts being like, I don't like you saying that. You know, once that happens like too much around a person, you're like. Okay, I don't like hanging out with you anymore because now right. I have nothing to talk about or I can't really yeah. say anything. It's like I can't talk about queefs. I can't talk about N-words. My son's a quarter Mexican, so I can say
that doesn't yeah, that doesn't count. But yeah, keep going.
That's what I keep telling him. Dude, he uses it all the time.
I can say the S word.
Does that crack the door open because he's another race?
I can say beaner.
No, you
no,
cannot.
You cannot.
I just did. Didn't you hear it,
Nathan?
That was not even that bad. Wetback? Can I say
that? Oh my wow. God.
Okay, so am I bad if I just say Mexican?
I don't think so.
No, Mexican's not. No, Mexican. They are Mexican. They're from Mexico. Like they Mexicans will say, if you think you can't call me a Mexican, that's insane. That's like saying you can't call us Americans.
No.
You know?
I know Cammy. I just to piss off Cammy because Cammy's native. I call them Southern Indians. That's mm-hmm. what I call Mexicans.
Word. And I was gonna say
she's
most
native.
Most
she's native.
Natives.
Damn. How is that?
Most
how
natives.
That?
I don't.
In my experience, are okay with Indian.
She does, and so do all my kids.
Oh, my, that, like man, enlighten me on that type of stuff. Yeah.
I will fill you in on the details.
I mean,
for your next relationship.
Fuck yeah.
But be careful. They're fiery.
You know, I could deal with fiery as long as you got yeah, that money coming
in.
They
are people who were nearly slaughtered.
Yes.
Oh, I guess.
Oh, and my people weren't?
I was going to say, I guess
weren't?
You could identify.
Right? You know what? I want a little thing on there where it just slams the door. When Nathan says something stupid, I want to be able to.
Oh. Close the door?
Yeah, like I wanted to like wind up slamming, though, like whoop.
If you ever need him to shut up, you let me know. Because we like, do have, you know, the Oscars. You ever watch the Oscars?
Of course,
yeah.
of course.
And they go on too long with their speeches, and they keep talking, and then eventually, like,
oh, they Nathan them. Okay,
yeah, that's what they should call it. But they start playing that music, and it just gradually gets louder yep. and louder. That's what we do for Nathan. It's
oh,
his sign to shut up.
Okay,
yeah. For sure. He's aware of his problem.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Anyway. We do have a segment that we wanted to do, and it was called, for lack of a better term, Ask a Black Dude. You remember us talking about that?
Yes, sir.
I had an idea to do, like, theme music with it, but I didn't get to it, man. I'm very, mm-hmm. very sorry. But I was thinking probably, let's see. Let's just wing it.
Let's go.
Ask a Black Dude with Q. What'd you think?
I like it. That's pimping.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Right. I could just mix it up.
No, I like that right there. Keep that. Gotta keep my pimp hand up, my pimp cup up. So, yeah, so go on and ask a question. I got them.
I do have a question for you. I wrote it down here. Let me see.
Oh, yeah, I wrote mine down.
Okay.
Man, you were prepared.
I totally forgot mine.
Ask a Black Dude.
I forgot all about this.
Here's my question. Did OJ do it?
I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
The motherfucker did it.
Yeah. No, but shit.
He good, though. I mean, you go get Cochran. You go get Cochran in the defense like that. I mean,
he did it, but he got away with it.
Yeah, he did it. Honestly,
he worked the system.
I mean, yes, obviously.
But that just goes to show you, money will get you out of anything.
It's true. For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what color you are. Like, money is universal.
Money's money.
Yeah, if you're a top official, you're going to get out of it. Like, fuck. Like, we didn't even impeach fucking Clinton, nigga, for getting this Monica Lewinsky on.
Right.
He stayed on for, like, damn. Like,
yep.
What the fuck?
It's true. It's very true. There was a black president and not an Italian president. Am I allowed to be angry about that? I mean, my people aren't represented. What? Why?
Because.
Yeah. Italians can't be president?
A nasty, greasy Bullshit. Italian, is that a president?
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
They're in Italy. Trump is close enough.
Can't you just be happy one New Jerseyan was president?
Was he? Who's from New Jersey?
Trump. Doesn't he own fucking, I'm sure he owns land in Jersey.
I don't know if he's born in New Jersey. He definitely owns land in New Jersey.
Yeah, right? Land everywhere.
But I don't think he's New Jerseyan. I wouldn't say he's from there.
Check Wikipedia. Seems like he is.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Because didn't he bury his wife on his golf course?
Isn't that
in New Jersey?
Yeah. No, that was in Florida, I believe. That's in his fort. What's his fort called? Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago.
And that's down in Florida.
I thought that was in New York or Jersey.
I'm pretty sure it's Florida. Let me check. I don't think he's dealing with the winters.
Because it's a huge tax write-off.
If you're so rich, you don't have winters anymore. That's another thing of money. It's like, I'll just go wherever there isn't winter all year.
Exactly. Until you want it to be, and then you just fly there for 3 days.
Right. I heard Kevin Costner spent like $500,000 one year to bring snow to his kids in L.A. So he just had truckloads of snow from the mountains hauled in, and he filled up his backyard. And was like, it snowed. I have making it snow money.
That's called fuck you money.
Deliver me my snow.
$1 on some snow.
I was trying to picture Kevin Spacey delivering snow to his kids. I was confused for a second.
Why?
I thought I don't know. You said Kevin Costner, and then I pictured
Pussy.
Kevin Spacey.
Really, it was just a truckload of cocaine.
Right. Right. Let's get to the basics.
Uh-oh. I can't hear you guys. Uh-oh. I can't hear anything.
What'd you do? What'd you do?
Let's see. It just said that. Jamaica Hospital Medical Center, New York, New York. Not New Jersey.
Not New Jersey?
Trump was born in New York.
All right.
Well. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. I thought.
You all good there, bud?
That was not. That wasn't me.
And then where's Mar-a-Lago? It is in... I spelt it wrong because I don't care, but yes, it
Helena,
is
Helena, Montana.
Florida. Yeah. You guessed it. Did you guys have any Ask a Black Dude questions?
Yeah, because that was kind of too easy. Really, did OJ do it? Everybody know that.
Yeah.
I had a really good one earlier in the week, and then last night I was like, suddenly remembered it. I looked at my phone. I didn't write it down, and now I can't think of it for the life of me. I'm frustrated.
Right. I don't know.
This is a bad session, y'all. Y'all ain't got dry. Y'all ain't got nothing. We ain't went nowhere.
Is Kanye crazy?
Is Kanye crazy? You know what? Crazy.
You already asked your question.
He is crazy, but a crazy motherfucker don't lie. His lie ain't all the way wrong. Like, I'm not going to say he's lying, but
right.
I don't know how to explain it, but like, I would say he's crazy, but crazy's not all the way wrong sometimes. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You can be crazy and a genius still.
I mean, that's pretty much...
Most of the time is what it is. Yeah, for sure.
All right. I thought of a question. It's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Ask a black
If
dude.
You could, like magic genie... I mean, you'd ask a magic genie a million other questions before this one probably, but would you change your hair...
What did the fuck does that have to do? What does that have to do with a black? What does that have to do with being black? Changing my hair.
Would you prefer the hair that, like, not Steve has, but like?
Oh, well, you know what? Yeah, I would never want to change like my hair because I can do so much with it. Like y'all's hair, white people. I'm gonna get raw. White people, y'all hair so straight. Mine is coarse. I can do anything. I can lay it down. I can make it straight. I can make it wavy. I can make it curly. I can make it long. I can put it in a braid. I can
Throw it
pony,
out.
Ponytails.
Have you throwed it out?
I can comb it out. Well, I can't.
I know you
out.
Can't now.
Not but. Dread, but yeah, I mean, back in the day when I had braids, when I was in my gangbanging stage, I had the braids, and when it was time to go Snoop Dogg, fuck yeah.
Pick it up.
Pick that shit out. I even went, like, when I first got out of jail, shit, I got out, my shit was so long, I was like, fuck, I want to be a pimp. Then I got a perm, my shit was long. I got a wrap. They had me walking around like Cat Williams. Like, I was, like, luxurious, bouncing on, like, long hair, don't care type shit.
I love it. How
are health?
Awesome.
How are health benefits for a pimp?
I don't know.
Any good?
Nah.
Mostly, you got like good hand, like backhand benefits.
Yeah.
Like a really good backhand.
Yeah, a lot of fractured. What are those bones?
Yeah.
Back of your hand.
A little no contact rules. A lot of no contact rules.
Yeah. No contact orders.
Yeah. Well, there you go, man. You prefer your own hair. You would not
Dude,
like white people's
I thought,
hair.
I think
nah,
I love
I would,
that
I wouldn't, I, wouldn't, I wouldn't change that at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. For sure. You know what I wish I could do is wear brighter colors and not look like I'm fading out. You know what I mean? Like, bright colors look good on black dudes, you know?
Seriously.
Like a bright shirt and shit.
That shirt you had on the other day at work.
I know, you
that
were talking about it.
Ass,
I guess
it's
purple.
Sky,
yeah.
Sky
and when
blue
you said it, you
powder
were
like, puff blue. Yeah, exactly. That shit was smooth.
Dude, I was wearing it, and he's like, what color you think that is? And in that moment, I went, wow, this would look way better on
you. Thought I was fucking with you. You thought I was about to make a joke. You thought I was fucking with you.
I did, I for sure. But immediately it was like, yeah, this shirt would look better on you, man. You want it?
I gotta say, purple goes so naturally on a black dude.
You think?
Doesn't work well.
The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Doesn't
purple?
Really work on a white dude very well, I don't think.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think purple.
I like the color purple, though.
I agree with that, Nathan. That is a true statement.
Like, more lately in life, but...
It just doesn't look
also,
right.
Too, I was just realizing, like, between you two, I can't get a fucking word in edgewise, and I feel
good.
So bad for Marty, dude. Like,
yeah, this is my life.
Marty gets in his important stuff.
Well, we're
no,
trying
he
to
does.
Get our
man a few words.
I'd like to get my ribs in. Every
yeah,
now,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. For sure.
I was... Have you heard of Kanye's school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had like some school like in Africa or something.
In Chicago.
No, okay, no, then I haven't heard of that
okay.
one.
Yeah, yeah, it got shut down.
Because that was going to be my question. If your son got a scholarship to go there, would you let him go to the school?
That wouldn't be up to me, because the way I'm raising my son is to be a free thinker. If that's where he wanted to go, I would advise strongly against it. But, I mean, if he wanted to go...
Yeah. There were a lot of problems with the school.
Yeah.
For sure.
There were a lot of problems.
Yeah, yeah. And it's closed now. Right. It got reopened for a little bit, but I think it closed down eventually.
Yeah, yeah. They were having money issues.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
damn, how Kanye had money issues?
Right? Well, he said some stupid shit.
Right.
People, a lot of endorsements.
Oh, yeah.
Again?
Oh, yeah. I was reading
about this. Oh, all the other stuff.
It was the big Jew comment that came out that caused all the issues. Yeah,
He was like, I'm tired of big Jew.
Run. Controlling the weather. Scoopity poop.
Man. You know the weather is just being controlled by big Jew.
That dude.
They can grow froze. Damn.
Yeah.
Curly too. I like that.
Speaking of that, Chappelle just got in trouble in Boston, man. He was doing a stand-up gig and he started saying stuff about like the Israeli Palestinian conflict going on right now, and he was I guess too pro-Palestine for a lot of people, and they ended up walking out and shit. But that's just people, man, being sensitive. You don't want to come out and be like, yeah, kill all the Israelis. That's bad. But he didn't say that. You know what I mean?
Also, too, I think like sitting here like cushy in America, we don't really have like a lot of room to be getting uptight about anybody's views on this shit. Because it's like, for one, like those people, they're people over there. Like the people, even if they're attacking, they're at war or whatever, like both sides, they have their reasons for whatever's going on. And
a lot of people are... They're
a lot of people don't mind a fucking business.
It's like, voting for Israel means you're voting for, you know, Palestinian deaths. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
That shouldn't
and
be,
vice versa.
Yeah. That shouldn't be it. You know, it's like,
and being in that situation, you have to imagine like they had to develop, you know, the Iron Wall or whatever the fuck it is that they put up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a missile defense system.
Yeah, I know.
And it's all around Israel because randomly they'll just shoot rockets into Israel from like across the border. Like, fuck you. Can you imagine if like Helena, like twice a day, there was just a bomb, a fucking missile blowing up in the sky from some asshole out there? from from Butte. Fuck you, Helena.
Dude, yeah, it's nuts.
That like, would cause a tense situation, to say the least.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't bomb Helena because they white. What the fuck? They not bomb. It's they.
I'd bomb Butte.
Well, it's not.
I mean, if roles were reversed,
it's not gonna happen. It's America. It's here. It's like they're not gonna do anything.
We don't really need them Butans, man. They can, whatever. They make a good pork chop sandwich. I
and
guess.
Then meanwhile, if they were
shut
like
up, Steve,
if they were at our borders and you know they're like all battered and bloodied, and we're like,
I shouldn't promote that. You're right, because the next thing you know, all of America bombs New Jersey off the coast. Like, get rid of it. We don't need them.
Exactly. You have no room to talk.
We're tired of reality shows. Yep. Yeah. Get out of here.
Fall right off the edge of the water. Too.
Not the East Coast. Dude, I did think about it in the beginning of the show. I was like, I should play an East Coast rap song, man, just to dig into him. A little Nas or something. Yeah. Just give him a little hey, what's
up? I like Nas. I'm Nas.
I just say. You know,
he wouldn't get no play in my ride, but like, I like Nas. Like,
a little Nas?
Yeah. Heck yeah. Ether, he was on.
Oh, yeah.
That shit he did against Jay-Z?
Mm-hmm.
He was on.
Who are the East Coast rappers?
I'm from East Coast.
Nas.
No, you just said you were from
Biggie, Wu-Tang,
P. Diddy.
Oh my god! I know you don't. You guys don't see what P. Diddy's in right now.
So like No Limit.
Oh yeah, I did see
something about him. He's in a lot of shit, like for the Tupac murder.
Yeah,
like the dude.
Well, they found the guy.
Yeah, well they've been knew like past 7 years who the guy was, but they like actually brought him in now, and he kind of telling the FBI like it was Diddy. He gave me $1 million type shit, and
fuck
like, yeah. And
I did not hear about that.
Yeah, well,
isn't it something weird too? Like all the people that P. Diddy was with. Like, in the beginning, like, they're all dead or they almost died.
Yeah, they were so eager to look
shit. I forgot, like, I think it's his whole Bad Boy label or whatever it was before Bad Boy.
Mm-hmm.
He got in, like, all those people are dead.
Like, Faith Evans.
Yeah, from the top GM to, like, an assistant.
Yeah.
They're all dead. Like, he
fucking pulling
them out one at a time.
Huh. Shit. Who was he married to back in the day?
Who?
P. Diddy.
Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
Did he marry Lopez?
Yeah, he had her.
For a minute.
He had her.
Yeah.
Who didn't have her for a minute?
All up in Affleck's girl.
When's my turn?
Yo, that girl.
I wanted her.
She likes to get married.
She was on in Living Color. She's been in a lot of shit.
Right, she's thick, too. Shout out to Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
That's me, tacos and burritos.
I think she's a bad person, guys. Right? I wouldn't talk to her.
I'd take her kisses.
Right.
What were you talking about now? Oh, East Coast.
West Coast rappers. Yeah, no.
I like to give Q shit at work just saying East Coast rappers are way better than West Coast rappers.
Tupac was a West Coast rapper.
You're an idiot.
Yes.
That's Tupac when you play,
was a West Coast rapper. Are you sure about that?
Yeah, Tupac. I mean, Tupac was West.
Are you sure about that, Nathan?
Are you
100% sure? Would you put some money on that?
Ooh, there's a game. Q gets to ask us questions.
Oh.
Ooh.
Black trivia.
Look at my calculator. Ooh.
Dude, yeah.
I don't know. Ooh, I'm not talking about 356.97 billion questions for y'all.
Black trivia.
Yeah. He is. Because I know he rapped with Dre and all them. Snoop Dogg. And they're from Compton and all that.
How did Biggie and Pac start feuding? Where did that feud start? Because it didn't start in California.
No. Nope.
The feud started in the East Coast.
I'm going to guess it's Denver.
I know this one.
In the middle.
See?
Denver's not the middle. To start off.
But you're wrong on all accounts.
That's what we call it.
Okay.
Then why is it Denver International? Oh, I thought that was the middle airport.
That's an airport.
Right.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Yeah, no, dude, I'm down for a question. You got a question? Because we could also do it opposite, too. You could ask a white dude if there was any questions you had, but...
I think...
I want to ask, like, how does it feel? Like, how does it feel to have, like, white privilege?
Awesome.
Because, like, kidding. I got, like, the total opposite. Like, I'm DWB, like, driving with black. I'll get pulled over. They fuck with me. Like, I literally know, like, every time I get pulled over... I don't go to jail, but if I get out the car, I'm going to jail.
Really?
If I get out the car, they take me out the car. If they run my license and it's a problem after that, I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
It's like
even for something stupid, minor.
Yeah, it can be stupid. Even even to just sit me in a car, like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? They'll not I won't even have to go to jail, but it's like,
right,
I'll get bumped up and then they'll just have me there for damn near 45 minutes or an hour, like,
for sure.
Your system's not working, like, I got shit on the computer, like, it's not working
exactly. And they have all your information right as they pull you over, just from your license plate.
Before they pull me over, they have my information.
They're just asking questions to be fucking asking questions. And you don't have the little piece of paper proving your insurance, but you know they have that information as well. That's attached to your license.
Yeah, they have to have that.
So I got pulled over, the last time I got pulled over, probably about a year ago now. Mm-hmm. It was the first time a cop put his hand on his gun on me. And I noticed it immediately. And he told me to show both my hands. And for a minute there, I was like,
you feel black?
Yeah, a little bit, man. A little bit. No, okay, that's not what went through my head. Right. But I was like, damn, what the fuck is this? And it was my first interaction with a cop who felt sketchy. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, up until that point, I've always talked to officers and I've never had a real issue.
Right. But privilege,
this one, and it was just for an insurance or a fucking expired tag pullover, right?
Right.
And he has his hand on his gun. And for the minute there, I was like, am I in danger right now? And that's never happened to me before. So it was... It was weird shit, man, and I feel for you. If you've had multiple interactions like that,
oh, yeah.
I feel for you, because that's bogus. I would not enjoy that.
I had to change my car because the police out here, like, that's why I got the car that I'm in now, because I was driving my Crown Vic. Kind of looks like a beater, but like,
yeah.
I got pulled over one time, like, and I was sleeping in my car, before, you know what I'm saying? Like, when
right.
COVID first hit, and I came from Missoula to here, like, I was sleeping in my car, and he pulled me over. I know why he pulled me over, because my shit looked like a beater. I'm black, and
yeah.
I had a gang of, like, clothes and shit in my back seat. Mm. So he pulled me over, and I'm like, after that one time I got pulled over, I swear, I got bumped up, like, 6-7 times.
Really?
Yeah, and it's all by different officers. That was the crazy part. Like, damn, did he put the... Put a peg on me or pin my license or pin
right.
me, because like I'm getting pulled over for not doing nothing. Like I even literally got pulled, like I didn't get pulled over, I basically got a ticket while I was sleeping in a hotel parking lot because I had a pipe and it had weed that I was smoking in the last night.
Right,
it was empty at that point, but it was a pipe
paraphernalia.
So yep. They gave me I got who the fuck gets a ticket? Like, I'm literally working.
Several years ago, or was it recently?
This was
since
about,
weed's been legal.
This was before weed has been legal out here.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
how many times I was driving around with a pipe in my dash or in my center console, you know?
All this time though, you were driving. You had a license. You had insurance.
Yeah, I had all that. Definitely.
It was just them checking in to see if you were all right.
To go to that white privilege thing, and this is just ridiculous, but like I drove without a license for like 14 years. 13, 14 years.
Yeah. Without a license.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And insurance.
Yeah.
Pretty much most of the time, too. But my car was generally always registered because you had to have that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So... I would get to a point like late, you know, like 10 years into it or so, especially. And if there's a cop behind me, I would be so stressed out and so freaked out.
Yes.
And that's like the only way I could kind of relate to that, you know, what you're saying. And,
right.
and just like you're driving that way all the time, like your whole life, you know, I can only imagine. And even still. Right. And then there's one day where I was up by the... on Park Avenue, like up by the Civic Center, mm-hmm. and cop right behind me, lights go on, and I'm just like, this is it, you know? And I'm just like freaking out, dude. And like, I pull over, and this ginger-headed, like just freckle-faced cop walks up to me, and my heart's just racing, like pounding out of my chest. I'm like, I'm so fucked. And I look up at him, roll my window, and he's like, not you, you can go. He just flags me on. Okay, officer.
They were pulling over like, Q.
That's never happened to me before.
I know.
We're going to this guy sleeping in his car.
Yeah. They're pulling over the person in front of me. They pulled over the person in front of me. And, dude, my heart was just, like, racing.
Sir, pull over if you're going to do coke.
I guess, like,
come on,
when,
man.
When you guys are talking about that, I just immediately was like, that's certainly my white privilege right there.
Right.
But, because I can only imagine he could see the terror on my face. Like, I feel like I probably wasn't hiding it well in the moment, but
yeah.
But I was like, certainly trying to be like, just keep it brief.
Yeah.
Shit, cool. He's a cop. He
don't
sees
give him anything.
He sees a lot of scared faces. So,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
That's why he wasn't tripping off you looking scared.
But now I'm like totally good. Like, I got my license.
Because you're
it's
legal.
So fucking easy. Yeah, I didn't because I couldn't get my license because I had to go through the ACT program.
Hello.
To like get my license back, and then now after a statute of limitations or something like that, all I had to do was just pay a fee, and I was able to just get it back.
Right. I mean, I can count on probably like 6 or 7 times I've been pulled over since I've lived here, which has been a long ass time. Yeah.
But most of that when you were young, right?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Like, yeah.
I guess you said you got pulled over a year ago, but.
Yeah, that was because, dude, it was this weird situation where I didn't pay my registration, but it was already like 8 months, 9 months. So it was about to come up, and I'm like, and it was my permanence I could get. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to pay for this one. Maybe I can make it 3 months and then I get my new registration and I can just get my permanence on there. Right. And I did not make it in that 3 months. They were immediately on me. Like, there's like a, you know, a bolo out. Like, look out for this fucking Nissan.
That's when you play, you're an idiot.
Why? Yeah. I thought I could.
Because you're an idiot.
At the time, I was like, I haven't been pulled over in like 4 years. I mean, what's the odds it's going to happen in the next 3 months?
Registration was like the only thing I kept up. Because it's like, that's the thing they see outwardly.
Yeah, that's the sticker they look for.
And then it's triple the price on
it. The color.
And fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Of the sticker.
But in that whole time I didn't have a license, that was the only time I got pulled over like that. And, you know, I just drove like very cautiously. And, you know,
since I've got my new car, I haven't even got pulled over one time. And I've had that car going on, what, let's say 2 years now.
Yeah.
I haven't got pulled over at all.
How are cops in LA, though, getting pulled over in LA? That's a different experience.
That's a whole different thing. See, cops deal with black people all the time. So they're as long as you don't have no coke in the car or nothing like that, like they're gonna like I've gotten busted all the time. Nigga, the cops throws you your weed back or he takes it and you see him like he's the cops not putting it in evidence. He shoves it in his pocket. You know what I mean? So it's like, no, it's not. If you don't got no major, no guns or no caught with no drugs, they're gonna let you go. They're not gonna fuck with you. But then again, it's a lot of cops who always like to play that power trip with that badge and that gun. So
I bet those.
Yeah, they'll get a little testy, but
they're in L.A. and Helena.
Oh,
I was going to say they're everywhere. So you feel like it's been worse in Montana than it was in California, cops?
Nah, I can't say that because I've dealt with cops when I was young, so I've been roughed up by cops in L.A. So they look at a gang member differently. You know what I mean? So it's a lot different. You know,
like
what, I mean?
What were you like? What were you doing like gang related wise? Like at that time when you're young,
gang related activities,
everything like selling drugs, selling pills, selling bitches.
Have you ever seen The Wire?
Nathan's interested in the bitches. God. Can you go further into that?
Are they older?
Was it anything like that?
Yeah, because he doesn't like them young.
He doesn't like them young.
I'm looking at old. Hey, you go down Figueroa, you can have it any way you like.
Old, young,
right?
Big, little.
Look for the Bangkok.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, I assume you don't wish that life on anybody, but
wish what life on anybody?
Growing up, like gang life. Like, I mean, how old were you?
I mean, I was about 11.
Yeah,
when I like got like really into it, you know what I mean? Like first,
I could see that because you're at that age.
Eight, nine. I was kind of like the shadow because my brother he was a gang member as well. So I'm like the gang member of a known.
Yeah.
I'm the little brother of a known gang member. So it's like whatever flack he had, I automatically, kind of got it pushed on to me. Like when I was going to high school in Santa Monica. It was like I wasn't even from my brother's hood. I was from my hood, Hard Time, where I'm from, and I used to get into it with the Mexicans just because of my brother. Like they would diss his hood, and I'd be like, no, I'm not, but I'm black. If you want to get it, you can get it, but it wouldn't be about that. And then it would be just a black Mexican thing with me after that. You know what I'm saying? So
that's crazy, man. Yeah. I never thought about that. I guess is that there? It's not only. I guess living in a country that's mostly white, you're like, oh, well, I haven't. There's always issues with minorities in general, right? Like, there's always this power balance, and you feel this weirdness sometimes with certain people, right?
Shit, what all shit is to me, it's all people.
But I guess
white motherfucker, they don't want to give a motherfucker a job because I done been in jail. You know, not to say anything, but like the average person doesn't realize what a black man, not even a woman, because a woman, you got the titties, you can look good. A man is going to hire a woman because he wants that power. But like him hiring me, he's not going to hire me because he knows I'm a black man and I'm not going to I'll go against the grain. A black woman is more opposed to not go against the grain. So it's like when I strap on a backpack every day just to walk out my door to make money to take care of myself, I got to worry about, is somebody going to hire me? Do I got a job? Like, are the police going to mess with me? Like, am I in this gang life that I'm living? Is it going to be one of my enemies that gets me?
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
because that's a trip. I guess if me being just as ignorant as I am, I tend to like just lump minorities into a minority group. But I don't think like, oh, shit, like Mexican and a black dude not liking each other because they're Mexican and black. That's like crazy to me. You know?
Listen to the goddamn voicemail again. You fucking
dude,
idiot.
I'm gonna get another letter.
That's why HR called. That's why I'm here. What the fuck?
Another write up.
Right. Gonna get our ass sued.
Dude, it's three strikes and I'm out, guys. I gotta be careful. Can I get that pass, man? Give me the pass. No.
That ain't got nothing to do with that.
Let's take a break real quick. We'll come back. We got a ton of mail and shit. Hey, Haven got at us. And we got some stuff to talk about. Suzanne Summers died. We'll hang on for that, okay? We'll be right back.
Get.
Welcome back, everybody. A little Nas.
Yep. West Coast rap is way better. Just gonna say. Fuck this.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
First off,
I can't express my opinions.
Really?
It's the only time I get to talk the entire fucking show is when the music's playing.
Now, this is the stuff they use when they press the button on the cars and it makes them go fast.
What is that?
Nas.
Oh, yeah.
Nas.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you, Marty.
Yeah, it's in Fast and the Furious.
Yeah,
whoa,
yeah.
Do you have to push a button or flip a switch?
I don't know. I think it depends on the rig you got set up.
They always flip the switch for Nas.
Toretto always flipping the switch.
It varies. But yeah, sometimes it's like on a steering wheel. There's like a button.
And then, the whole world goes into flash mode.
Right. Yeah, because that's how it works.
Paul Walker's car.
It's a good man question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because his was made by like
a special guy. Is Nas dispersed from a button or a switch?
I fail.
Yeah. And it's like, neither. This whole thing's fucking stupid and a little bit fantasy made up.
Yeah.
And the fact that that's in video, it's like, that only works in video games, you know?
This is fantasy. Vin Diesel isn't actually cool in any way.
Yeah.
Obviously. Do you watch those movies, Q?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Fast and Furious.
Cammy's a big fan of that stuff, and I'm just not into it. But it's because it's got man stuff in it.
Yeah. It's cars and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
one
of those things.
Cars and girls.
I can appreciate
exactly
the women.
Exactly why you don't know.
It's one of those things in the last few years I felt like I wish I was into it more because they just keep making them, you know, and so many people do like it. And
somebody say it.
Steven's a faggot.
Oh,
no, sorry.
That's harsh.
Is that not what I should have said?
That is not what it says.
Oh, you're
Steven
right.
Steven is gay.
See?
Okay. What's her name?
Gay.
What's her name? Steven is gay. What's her name?
Karen, I need a man.
Karen, need a man. No, that's Suzanne Summers. Just kidding. She's dead. She couldn't do that.
Oh.
We did not have her on the Deadpool either.
Damn.
We missed out
on that one. I wouldn't have guessed that she would be one.
Yeah. It was breast cancer that finally got her, which is crazy because what made her.
Fucking cancer.
I remember the big deal was she was on Three's Company and she never wore a bra. That was her whole thing.
Yeah.
It was the 70s and she never had a bra on. And then she went to Step by Step. I do remember Step by Step.
Okay, so in between there, though, we got to talk about the Thighmaster because she was
laying
on her
side. Yeah,
we'll
get to the Thighmaster. That's a whole nother level of her career, you know? Okay.
How many times did you jerk off to the Thighmaster commercial?
You were free. You like, hold up. Let's
come on, Nathan.
Thighmaster deal.
Only
a few times.
Every time you saw it is the real answer.
We got it recorded on VHS one time, and anytime anybody left... I was watching the Ninja Turtles. Dude. That's all I was doing.
I'm looking at old ass ladies, dude.
That's an actual quote from him, just so you know.
So how old is too old?
Oh.
It's a good question.
It depends on the person, man.
Yeah.
To be honest, I mean, Halle Berry's still looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And then he had, like, I guess Sigourney Weaver to an extent, really. Jamie Lee Curtis was older and looking good.
So 66 but to 67, at this somewhere point, now I'm 40.
That's my age range.
Just out of principle, I would say 60.
60?
If there was a smoking hot 60-year-old with, like, a tight body, you know?
What if she was broke,
I'm though? I'm a monogamist, though. Just,
I'm not taking care of a 60-year-old lady. No. So you got to bring something to the table.
She got
to
have money, huh?
Yeah, give me that widower money. You better have something.
I'm looking at old-ass ladies, dude.
Suzanne Summers, would you have done that? I mean, she's a little too.
How old do you think she is in that picture? Scroll up. Is she with Patrick Duffy in that one?
I don't know who Patrick Duffy is.
No, not some weird old man. That's her husband and step.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's her real husband, Alan Hamel. And that was 2018, this picture taken. So
she looks really good
five
there.
Years ago.
Yeah. They're probably not even together now.
But imagine how fake as shit her face is. Like, what does she look like up close?
Yes.
Like, she's got lights and cameras and Photoshop on her.
Oh, yeah.
She wrote books as well. 25.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Over 25. Best-selling author.
See him at Costco sometimes.
And then the Thigh Master, guys.
So she was 62 when she died.
Was she?
Yeah. Just backtrack real quick to Step by Step and her couple of daughters in that, her one daughter in that show.
That's not old ass bitches, her? Nathan.
look her up. And
it's not your MO.
We don't need
Steve
to look her up. You have your personal crushes. You probably liked Blossom too, you weirdo.
Fuck, I'm trying to think of her real name, but yeah, I did. Okay.
Her real name is hard to say. I forget it, but
Mayim Bialik.
Oh, wow, you got it.
Thank you.
Here's the Thigh Master commercial.
I used to do aerobics till I dropped, and then I found Thigh Master. Every single time you squeeze Thigh Master, you strengthen the
it's one of those oddly sexual exercise machines.
You squeeze your way to shape the hips and thighs. I thought I'd never fit into these.
We have one
again
of those at home, and I never looked like that.
The secret to shape your thighs is exercising these muscles.
Yeah, I don't know how well that worked.
Wait, replay it.
You look it up on your own time. Friggin' weirdo.
I never once jerked off to that. Let's just be clear, okay? I didn't discover jerking off until I was at least, like, you know, actually with my hand. I was just a humper, you know, until I was like 12, 13, maybe at most. But,
pussy! No. And you pass it on to your son, is what you tell me, too. He's just humping things all the time.
He doesn't anymore.
Okay, good.
He
discovered jerking it. He doesn't need to hump things.
Now he knows what it's really about.
Yeah, and now he knows what to do.
He does do it private. There's some mornings where there's like
so many crusty
like probably
socks.
Like a month or so ago, there's one morning where I woke up and you've seen Workaholics.
Yes.
Like, you recall how, like, Adam, he'll like, do his pantomiming, like, how he has sex with a woman, and his leg, he's, like, doing the worm, practically, his legs are just, like, way up in the air.
Okay.
But I woke up, and dude, Andrew is just, like, bah, 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 bah. He's just, like, going at it.
You can hear him from the other room.
And I'm just, like, no, he's laying on my bed. He's, like, laying on my bed at my feet, and after a while, I just had to like start like scurrying over and like patting him on the back. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, do that on your own time.
Yeah,
thanks. That'd be great. Thanks.
Yeah. You're humping my leg.
I need to stop talking about my kid jerking off on the podcast. He's not gonna like that.
Trust me, he'll never listen to this show either. Yeah.
Damn.
What if I die like, next week?
He's not one of our 14 listeners.
He's like, there's like 14 episodes that my dad was on. It's all I really have of him. His weird, disgusting, perverted shit. The time he talked
talks about
how
me
made
jerking
out
off a lot.
The time he made out with a retarded girl.
And I got this sword.
Yeah, exactly. I have that.
I still got this sword from Halloween 23.
It's on his mantle.
He's like full grown and he's like trying to squeeze the helmet on his head still. It's like
put some epoxy on it, kind of make it
just crying.
Make sure it lasts long.
Missing his dad. Good job, man. Right. Well, you left him something. So anyway, Suzanne Summers is dead. We never respect
but
these people,
but you know who's
probably
not dead?
Who?
the daughters on Step by Step.
That was your segue? Shut up.
I was trying to help.
Shut up.
Have you guys seen anything on Jada fucking lately? Jada Pinkett Smith, yeah. You know, Will Smith's wife. She wrote a book about fucking...
It's so good.
She's on everything right now, talking about how they haven't been married since 2016, and it just how
so
she's been
why separated. Did he say keep my wife's name out your mouth,
dude? She's talked about it ad nauseum, man. It is ridiculous. This lady,
you got to keep up appearances.
Did she say they were divorced or they're separated?
They haven't been married since 2016, so no, there was no official divorce or anything. They were just doing their own thing.
Yeah, I just heard that they were separated. Yeah. Not that they haven't been married, I guess.
Yeah, but like, now she's on this whole thing, and she's going on, you know, like Good Morning America and all those shows, going like, you know, I went there not his wife, but when he did that for me, I left his wife. That's her big quote that she keeps doing, like, I was his wife.
My bitch is a mess.
She's the problem, man.
Yeah, so him standing up for her made her sploosh, and she wants him back?
Who the fuck knows? In the book, she says that fucking Tupac's her soulmate. Not even Will Smith, because she was with Toothpick before. Toothpick.
Jesus.
Take my card away.
Gone.
Tupac.
Damn, we're down.
I'm going
to
take
We're down
your
to
card
12
away.
Viewers now. We're down to 12 viewers. Sorry. We lost. We just lost two with that one.
Oh. Tupac Shaq, you are? Right. She was with him?
Hey, they actually had I was looking at Facebook the other day. They had a meme with Will Smith. He was like, I would kill. I would. What'd he say? He was like, I would kill Jada, but she'd probably just go up there with Tupac.
Stopping like, him from being
right,
together.
Right. That's why he's putting up that facade.
Dude, she's nuts, man. Huh. Just in all these interviews, and I heard a whole, like, it was like a compilation of her saying the same thing over and over and over again in all the interviews. That wife quote where it's like, I left his wife. And it's just, oh, God, it's so ridiculous. Slapping Chris.
How sad though. Like she fucked that dude up. You know, like I was never a huge Will Smith fan, but it's like Fresh Prince. I think that's great. Like I think that's a like solid like performance out of him. Mm-hmm. Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Bad Boys. Yeah.
I was gonna say those two things. Like I think those are the most solid things where he shines the most. But it's like so many other things. When he tries to do dramatic shit, it's just like I do. Just don't buy it. His fucking crying face is such bullshit. It just seems so corny as shit, dude. And it's
what
just
is that,
like
the pursuit of happiness. Kind
yeah,
of,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I feel like I don't buy it. And it's like
he never breaks his
give another black
like
actor
that,
a chance.
That stone
yeah,
face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So even when he's crying, he's still trying to be a man about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like,
it's like manly
it's like
crying.
Kanye keeping his stone face, but like trying to cry as well.
Hey,
yeah.
Cup, bitch.
I agree with you, man. I can't name really a big Will Smith movie that I
Hancock.
Really enjoy. Men in Black is probably my favorite.
Right. Yeah.
Hancock was all right.
He was good in Muhammad Ali or Ali.
That's true. Ali. He did do the Oscar thing for sure.
Oh,
yeah. I haven't seen Ali. Is that racist?
No.
Okay, cool.
Nope, because
just
we know you can't fight either.
Yeah. It's about boxing. That's so it.
You wouldn't have no interest.
We're talking about man stuff over here,
right.
Steve.
It's got nothing
to
do with
it. He doesn't jerk off to black girls. Is that racist?
Oh, that is a good ask a black guy question.
Ooh, what?
I don't, like, if I'm ever, like, on Pornhub or anything like that, if I'm not attracted to black women, I just can't do it. I don't
know
why.
You know what? I'm not either anymore.
Yeah. No
shit. That's because you haven't seen one in a long time.
White hoes are just too good.
I'm just tired. Like, it's like the black stigma on a woman. She's like, a woman, they feel like they want to be the man and they don't need a man. It's like, what am I there for? Like, why even deal with that type of woman? Now, as opposed to the other race, any other race, a Mexican, white, because I've dealt with all races, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to relationships. But, like, they don't care about that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. I've never dated a black girl, so I don't
start
know.
With
you're good. You're
I
good.
Do know it's very famously they do have an attitude about certain things.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything.
That's
quote
funny
me on that.
All right, so it's not racist. I got it on tape. Now I could. Doesn't matter anyway, because
Stephen is gay.
What else we got? Britney Spears still losing her mind. She wrote a book too, though. Same with Jada.
Really?
Yeah. She said Justin Timberlake made her get an abortion.
I keep hearing a lot of people talk about the knife dancing thing.
Yeah. We watched
nobody,
it.
I know, but nobody else that I've been hearing is like mentioning the fact of like the that she clearly did cut herself. That she cut has herself. A bandage on her wrist.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And they're just like, oh, no, she didn't cut herself. She didn't cut herself. I'm like, no, she clearly did.
Yeah. Did you see her dancing with knives?
Yeah.
You see the mess that Britney Spears is nowadays?
Yeah.
And we all freed her. We all voted for this, everybody.
Yeah. We were wrong.
So ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wrote a book, said Justin Timberlake made her get an abortion, and also she had the roughest sex of her life with Colin Farrell. That was another big bomb drop.
Wait, who said that?
Britney Spears, man. Oh. Pay attention, huh?
Colin Farrell's a badass.
Is he?
More than Tom Cruise.
That's not
nowadays.
True.
Nowadays,
that is not
yes.
true.
It is if you're getting fucked by him.
Not who's a badass nowadays? Tom Cruise? No, yeah. She said she had rough sex with Colin Farrell, I guess. So, congratulations.
Yeah.
Where is he nowadays?
Hey, Tom Farrell, put that shit down then.
I guess. I mean, I've never really found Britney Spears all that attractive. To be honest with you.
Because you're an idiot.
Because I'm an idiot and I'm gay and I'm stupid.
Yeah,
and
we can play lots of little clips. But...
Me and my cousins touch wieners.
That's gay.
Thank you, Q.
Yes, sir.
Haven't once. That's ridiculous. Let's see. Oh, Haven got at us. Let's do Haven, man. We love Haven. And, also, Nathan loves judging Haven's material, so it's become the let's judge Haven's material bit.
I didn't even mean it to be that. You guys just pointed out how shitty I was about it at first.
All right. He sent us a video. This is the video.
Dinner was a bit chaotic.
Well, first of all, soccer practice ending at 7 p.m. doesn't help. And second of all, I only remembered I promised Happy Meals after we pulled into the driveway.
And when did the kids remember?
As soon as I asked them what they wanted for dinner, like it was the first time we talked about it.
This is a couple dads who are pretending like they're getting interviewed after an NBA game, doing conference stuff, and they're just being asked questions about what they did with their kids.
Join the PTA?
It was never the plan. I just made eye contact with the wrong person during nominations.
Unopposed.
Yeah, everyone else kept their heads down.
Walk us through how you end up with Doritos and waffles at 9:15.
Yeah, I mean, look, macaroni works every time. We were out of nuggets. We only had crunchy peanut butter. We had no ketchup. So at some point, you just put in the backups and let the
clock run. How do you plan to spearhead the budgeting now that you're a fundraising chair?
What?
Do they honestly know I'm not qualified? Sources say that you, quote, housed a whole box of Kraft after the kids went to bed.
I mean, I had a warm pot of mac and cheese sitting there, a lonely wooden spoon, and the means to eat my feelings. Maybe, what are my options at that point?
Put it in a container.
All right. Everyone's my fucking doctor.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to the challenge. I'm a little nervous about the math, but I'm not going to let that stop me from fundraising. You know what? We're going to do a fundraiser at the school next week.
So you already filled out a request for a facility.
Did you ask mommy if it was okay?
Right. What is that?
It's pretty funny. I hope I never have to do anything PTA, dude. That's fucking a nightmare.
Have you met Cammy? You are totally in PTA, bud.
You're right, dude. Hey, that's dude, what
could
sucks.
I have a couple of those?
Oh, snack time, everybody. Snack time.
That's what I do, Steve. God, shut up.
Q, in case you're hungry on a Sunday, wait until you get here and then eat into the mic whenever you feel it.
I love these chips. They are delicious.
Thanks. You're welcome.
I'm good. Thank you.
I wasn't offering anyway.
I know you were.
You look like you're good.
You're an asshole.
Yeah, you're fat.
Yeah, Tostitos salsa verde is pretty good too.
They are.
Thank you, Haven. That was good, man. We always appreciate it. Let's get your vote though. What's your score this week, Nathan, for Haven?
Probably like a B+ on that one.
B plus. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. It was only one video, so.
Yeah,
you know,
but I was consistently laughing all through it, but it was like silent chuckles, and by the end, I realized like my face was like weirdly, annoyingly uncomfortable because of like I was smiling too much.
And that's a B+ to you. Cool.
Yeah, cool. I mean, you got to leave room for some much funnier things than that. Like, that was funny.
I like the way I like the fact that you're rating it now. So we'll do that every week, Haven. What else we got to talk about, man? Oh, I got good news for you, Marty.
Yeah?
Get ready to celebrate. You ready to celebrate?
Always.
I know you are. They are reopening an investigation on...
Fuck yeah, Alec fucking Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
Oh, shit. Good. He's guilty.
Yeah, they're reopening it, and they haven't even done filming the
movie. He put
movie
a
yet.
Bullet in that gun, I swear to God.
He has a problem with Alec Baldwin, apparently. That, you know the Alec Baldwin thing?
Is that truly is that truly what's alleged?
What?
That he put a...
No, that's all me. I just said that.
No.
Okay.
No. Insurance-wise and on the set, you're supposed to have, like, three people check the gun, including the last person who has it. So an actor is responsible for testing out and seeing if the gun is okay before they do a scene. It lands on, like, you know what I mean, a chain
so
of command.
So three different people should have at least clicked...
Three different people should have rechecked the ammo, yes, and made sure that it was loaded with...
It was supposed to be a blank?
And they're very different than a fucking... We're still cheering for Alec Baldwin.
One has lead in it, and the other does not.
They were still firing a blank at point-blank range. Like, even that's dangerous. You're not supposed to do that.
And most sets, they don't want you to do that either. So you'll notice in some shots that it's off-angle, so it looks like they're pointing directly at the person, but they're not. In this case, they were not doing that. It was an over-the-shoulder look, straight down the arm, into the camera... and there was a camera on this side as well, looking up at it. So they were filming that, and he shot the camera person right in front of him.
This movie better fucking be good.
I mean...
Do you think it's going to be as good as The Crow?
Would you, yes. And much better, because it's not hard to do.
I think The Crow's actually...
You didn't like The Crow?
I think The Crow's actually a pretty good movie. How long has it been since you've seen it?
I've never seen it, and I will never see it.
What?
Yeah, I know all that
you
there is
better
to know
just shut
about
the, fuck
the
up.
Fucking yeah. Crow.
The Crow is a good fucking movie.
You ever seen The Crow?
Yes, I have.
It's Brandon Lee's last fucking movie.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Why not?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
God.
How does it rate against Fast and the Furious?
It's a very stylized movie. You know, it's a very... You know,
I'm aware. It's very early 90s stylized movie.
It's entertaining.
It's like RoboCop. I'll never watch RoboCop.
It's been a minute since I watched it, but the last time I watched it, I
you
remember
never
thinking,
watched
like,
RoboCop?
This holds
no.
up.
No.
What?
Those movies are dumb, man.
You
They're
are
bad.
Fucking dumb. Those movies molded our generation.
We should do a thing at least where we watch RoboCop.
Shame.
I'm not watching RoboCop.
You are so going to fail the man quiz. That's all I have to say. God, you suck,
I don't hate all those movies, man. Predator's good, you know, Aliens, that era of movies. But there were some real floppers that people just like for some reason.
You didn't even watch them. That's why you don't know.
I've watched enough of them. I've seen it.
Not the good ones.
It's bad.
Starship Troopers.
Once when I was young, and that was enough for me for the rest of my life. I don't even remember that. I know the ending was it was a commercial.
I mean,
you obviously
that
didn't
in because he also did RoboCop. I'm pretty sure that's Paul Verhoeven.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense. Badly written.
He makes very
poorly directed movies. Okay, I got you.
He makes
at least he's consistent.
It's very satirical. All of a sudden, it's like very satirical.
Steve forgot about the shower scene. So.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a shower scene in it
in Starship Troopers.
Yeah,
I remember.
Fuck
what's her face
there
is in it.
Co-ed showers.
Well, who's the girl? Who's the lady? She was.
That's
married
why
to
Steve
Sheen.
Didn't like it because it was co-ed.
The curly redheaded chick.
No, there's a main girl in there.
Denise
Richards. Yep. There you go. Thank you.
She's not the main.
I don't know. I just not interested.
There's a love triangle.
I think it's dumb.
There's a love quadrangle, actually. A love square.
You're an idiot.
Quadrangle. Stop.
It's like a four-sided triangle.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's a square.
I'm sorry if that's an unpopular opinion, but that is my opinion.
Most
man,
your opinions are unpopular.
I think we should kill Steve in an act of a hate crime after this.
No, because Q's going to take the rap for all of it. You guys are going to walk.
I'm out of here. We'll video it. The whole shit.
We'll have Q video it, and that way he's not in it, and it's just us.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll
disguise.
Do you have a good white guy voice?
No, I don't.
No.
You should try to work on it.
Chappelle's got a really good one.
I need to work on it? Okay.
Yeah, white.
His
that's
is pretty
good
but it is a little on the cartoon side. There's somebody, I can't think of who, some black comedian had like a really good, solid, convincing white guy voice. I thought, like,
it's Chappelle's
is good. His is funny.
Yeah.
Still though, you know,
I know I see a lot of videos sometimes on like YouTube or Reddit where it's young black women complaining about how they get made fun of or insulted because they talk quote unquote white, you know, this like thing.
They try to, yeah.
Where they're just like, they just speak more white than they do black, I guess, is the argument there.
Yeah.
It's always weird to me. I mean, it depends on where you grow up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're surrounded, Cammy acts white. She's surrounded by white people her whole life. She didn't grow up on the res, you know what I mean? She's a white Indian, for sure. Native. Sorry.
You know, it's basically like an accent.
You don't get your card back.
But, you know, slang is part of it as well, I suppose. But
I know when I first moved here, I actively had to try to get rid of my bullshit New Jersey accent.
Why?
Because people were just like, pointing it out, and it was just an odd thing. I didn't want people to point it out.
One more thing to make fun of him
exactly.
About.
Exactly. There's enough here, bro.
White kids who grew up in your neighborhood talk like you do, probably.
Well... Yeah, I mean, because they're hood white kids.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So they probably got the same slang as me.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yep. You know what I mean?
Whereas
it's like black what's his face?
Black kids in like suburban neighborhoods, I feel like there's still this thing though where you're so much more like focused on what's going on in those neighborhoods, and you're still absorbing some of that. Dialect, like some of that accent, that slang and all that shit, more so than the white kids in that neighborhood. In fact, those black kids are teaching the white kids in the neighborhood about it, probably. And that's why they're picking up some of it, but still have, like, probably some white guy voice.
Mm. Right. There's not really an accent out here. You guys speak pretty clear English.
Yeah, pretty white.
Yeah.
It's pretty white.
The Rocky Mountain Range, in general.
It's the purest of the white
accents. I feel like Colorado accents. Was very much the same thing, too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not a lot. But as you get to the coast, it starts to change, for sure. You ever meet somebody who can't say wash?
That low altitude.
Without an R in it?
Warsh. Mm-hmm.
Warsh.
That's my grandpa.
They just can't do it for
they
some reason.
They say woofs.
What, really?
Woofs.
I noticed there was a difference between pin and pen out here, or there isn't, or bag or beg. Beg. That's what it is. Can I have a beg? You guys say it
bag.
With like an E.
Bag.
But it's bag.
Bag.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed that a few times. Anyway, who cares? It's getting boring.
Mm-mm. Creek and crick. You say creek or you say crick?
Well, it's spelt a certain way. Roof is annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
It's roof, yo.
Get the roofs.
Let's see what else we got to talk about. Taylor Swift is going to make $4.1 billion off of this fucking tour. All in all, she walked away with $4 billion.
It's like a really long tour too, though.
It was, but it's insane.
Right, I'm considering leaving Christine and the kids.
You can see million, but $4 billion. That's insane.
You seen fucking ticket prices?
I have. I mean, she's charging enough for sure. She did buy like her. No, she gave a $100,000 bonus to everybody who worked on the tour. Just handed it to them.
Yeah.
Well, now $4 billion.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, but now the number comes out and they're like, what the fuck?
Check it out. Yeah, that was like 0.5% of what.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
It's you had to do that for tax purposes.
Yeah, you would have been.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
I heard a thing maybe where that literally is what she did.
What? Gave it away for tax purposes?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Dude,
that's
anytime
what rich
you see,
people do.
Exactly. Anytime you see rich people at a benefit or some charity, that's all tax write-offs.
First thing you want to do, actually, is when you see a rich person donate, like, all their wealth type of shit, they own the charity that they donated to.
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking Warren Buffett or somebody like that. They did some sort of thing like that.
Since you guys know football so much, you know who Sergio Brown is and if he killed his mom? You know that?
Wow. Sergio Brown. I think that's a wide receiver from the Steelers. Oh,
I bet she must have sucked.
Sounds like something a Steelers player would do.
No, Carolina. He's from.
He's Carolina. South
I just
Carolina.
Learned this week that that the Bengals were a tiger.
Rested inside.
You didn't know the Bengal tiger?
No, I did, and I just felt so stupid. I'm like, how did I not understand that? And whenever I
you
heard
didn't
it,
put
in
two and two
fo-
together when you heard Bengals and you seen me walking around
in
with
terms
the fucking
of
tiger
like, seeing
stripes.
The football thing, I knew it was a cat, I guess. Like, I knew a Bengal was a cat thing. But then, like, my buddy Jesse says something about it. I'm like, Oh, we're talking about the colors, and because I was like talking about the color of your jacket and all that, and and then I was like, he was like, you like a tiger, and I was like, oh, a Bengal tiger, and I just like suddenly in that moment put it together, I'm like, I feel so dumb,
Nathan.
Well,
let's talk about this guy who murdered his mom.
No, let's keep talking about how dumb you are. yeah, no, this guy is Sergio Brown, and they found him in Mexico, and he's under arrest for questioning of his mother's death, which was ruled a homicide.
Wow.
Which is fucking crazy.
Right.
That might have killed his mom.
But what if he didn't kill his mom? Like, how shitty.
73 she was.
Fuck. Of a situation is that to go through, you know? Like, if, like, hypothetically, say he's innocent.
He played in the league from 2010 to 16. They don't go into specifics.
He only started 15 games.
So he's not. Is that bad?
15 games in 6 years?
I was going to say, that does not sound good. They play football every fucking day, as far as I could tell. So. It never stops.
Just them talking about
like.
It. They're just watching reruns.
Like, is it almost February yet?
It never says where he played. I read Notre Dame, but.
Yeah, he came out of Notre Dame, but we can look up Sergio Brown, see where he played. I'm guessing it's too many to. He just got passed around from team to team forever.
6 years.
Yeah. Sergio Brown. I know he was on the Steelers. Brown. I remember him on the Steelers for sure, for sure.
Sergio Brown Colts knocked him down.
Okay, there we go. Patriots, Colts, Jaguars, Bills. Oh. It says including, so he might have been on other teams for sure. But it doesn't look like he had a very prestigious career. Right. And obviously, things weren't going well at home either. So
crazy.
What you gonna do? All right. What time is it? How long have we been going? Have I been recording?
For a minute. It's 2:50 according to the probably thing on not. The screen there.
No. All right. One more thing. Barbara Walters hooked up with Richard Pryor.
What?
You know, this is a story that came out. So, wow. The two most opposite people in the world, Barbara Walters and Richard Pryor, hooked up at one point. Probably in the 70s. Things were crazy in the 70s.
They were.
She's probably all
and Barbara was
hot. Like, to get that black dick.
Right. Barbara.
Did she ever date any black dudes ever again? I mean, was
not
that
publicly.
Just her one fling? Not publicly.
Right? Yeah, she probably had a thing after that, because I heard once you go there,
you never
usually,
come back.
Yeah.
A we've
white
lost,
dick.
We've
yeah.
lost a lot of women.
Yeah. Including Barbara Walters.
In the battle of dicks, we've several casualties.
That's why she only wanted to make out. You know, that's why I don't have to, like,
I mean,
her.
Kim Kardashian, right? She's white, right? Isn't Kardashian white?
Amongst other things?
Yeah, she's mixed for sure, but I don't know. I think she qualifies. She writes on applications white. You know she does.
It's just weird that that was the woman. I don't even remember why I said that in the old lady thing outside on the
Barbara break. Walters. You were talking about her, and I was laughing internally. But she got it on with Richard Pryor. And Richard Pryor, you know that was like, I'm doing this just to say I did it.
Yeah,
Barbara Walters, I'm going to put that up on
that's
the wall.
That's the whitest of white.
Sherry Shepherd, who's that?
Sherry Shepherd. She was on the what's that show? The Yenta show, The View.
Oh,
Barbara Walters was on The View.
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying. This came up.
She is alive.
Who? Barbara Walters?
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, she's not.
No, she died.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I don't know.
Reunites Joy Behar and they discuss some stories from their time together. So Joy Behar said, "This is what happened." That's crazy. Is that Barbara Walters when she was younger?
Yep.
She was never really a looker. You know what I mean?
But just imagine you're both high out of your minds, like cocaine,
right at the comedy store.
And that lady on the left there is naked. Okay,
that's when she
and
was with Richard in the middle. That's her Richard era.
Hopefully, her hair is down. I bet you she has a nice looking pussy.
Jesus Christ,
pussy. I'm just saying, you'd imagine she must have if Richard was going down there like that. And like,
I mean, who knew?
Just laying, you know, how many, who knows how many feet of pipe?
Who knew this quote would get so many plays?
I'm looking at old ass ladies, dude.
It's starting to become very true. Like, you have a fetish.
I'm getting older. I can't help it.
You know what's going to be weird? Is the day that somebody you remember actively jerking off to dies. You know what I mean? Like, back in the day, she was hot. And then she's, you read in the paper, she's dead. And you're like, I was like 14 jerking it to this
Kathy
one.
Kathy Ireland.
Amy Winehouse.
Amy. You're ahead of the curve. You're like, damn it, this shouldn't be happening already.
August Ames.
That's fucked up. We need to end it there, man. All right, let's wrap this bitch up. We're going to play some music, and then we'll just say goodbye to everybody, and then we're out.
Yes, sir.
What did we learn today?
You need to listen to that.
HR?
Yeah, voicemail. Yeah,
I'll read the fucking memos they're sending me, but God, they're boring.
You need to watch RoboCop.
No.
Yep. Need to watch RoboCop and Starship Troopers.
So the show was an intervention for my bad taste? Is that what's going on?
It had to happen at some point.
Bullshit, man. RoboCop.
There's a lot of movies from the late 80s and the 90s.
I haven't seen most Arnold Schwarzenegger movies because they're not that great, man. They were made in a time that was weird. What's the one where he goes to Mars?
Total Recall. You should watch that one. It's a fucking good one.
It's not like the top quality. Fun. It's entertaining.
Ooh, so you've never seen the Three Boob Lady?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen pictures of the Three Boob Lady. I look that up.
She makes that movie.
And that dude growing out of the other guy.
Quanto.
There you go. Yeah. Quanto.
Quanto.
Quanto. Whatever the fuck his name is.
That's too close to Quante, all right? That's just
I don't know. You guys pick one bad 80s movie that I need to watch, and I'll watch it.
I'm RoboCop.
God, not RoboCop. Pick something else. So bad.
All right.
Okay, I'll think about it.
I got to say, I'll think about it, too. But, man, RoboCop, that's a good one to lead into.
It's up there.
Yeah.
It's definitely up there.
The first one.
Yeah, the first one.
The ones after that are pretty trash.
Check us out on Facebook. Couldn't care less. We're also on Buzzsprout.com, but that's just our mother site. You can get us on Spotify, Apple Music, Stitcher, whatever you're looking at. Hit us up on Facebook Messenger or at nobodylistenstothispodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Nathan, last words?
Dude, I gotta get this costume done, and I'll have like pictures, and I'll show it off.
Cool.
Next week.
Very much looking forward to that. Yes.
Yeah.
Marty, last words.
Remember that time you touched your mom's ass?
Is that the new
Do
fuck
you, remember
Steve?
That?
Is that your sign off?
No, fuck you still. But I was just asking if you remember that.
Word. Q, thanks for joining us. We had a really good time with you, man. Yeah, we hope to have you back.
Thank you, Q.
You got last words?
Love and peace and happiness to all.
Word. I like it. And this is Steve. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next Tuesday. Love, love, love. Bye, everybody. I got my cool on. I'm winning, so they had to get away. Now I don't give a fuck about my family name. Why? Don't be mad cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Better than you doing you. You fuck it, what you gonna So I don't know who Bob Seger is. Is that what you're saying? I don't know who Bob Seger is. You know who Bob Seger is?
Yes, I do.
I was just saying it's white music. You know what I mean?
Like so. I mean, why can't I know white music?
Shut up! Don't fuck with me like this. No. I've seen you do this before.
I just want to know, like,
dude. He did
shout a name out, and you act like
he did this shit to Nathan in the middle of work one day, and it scared the crap out of me. Where he's like, "What the fuck? What? I can't afford a fucking car." Why? Because I'm black?
Because I was trying to say none of us ever rode in a car seat when we were children. Because they didn't fucking exist.
Yeah. He was like, did they do that in your day? Did they do that in your day? I'm like, what the fuck you mean my day? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It was funny as fuck, though.
It was.
And they were like, are you, are you serious? Like,
dude, that'll scare the shit out of a white person. Seriously? Because you're like, I'm canceled right now. I'm fired. I'm canceled. My wife's leaving me. I'm going to be plastered all over World Star.
I think you need to listen to the fucking voicemail again. Oh, yeah. Obviously, got nothing from
it. Need to be more. Yes, you're right.